I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 21st. 20-year-old Zakhar Bell Warren of Hyde Park is charged with stabbing a 30-year-old Quincy man during a road rage incident in North Quincy last week. Warren was arrested at his girlfriend's Weymouth home this week, charged with the attack on Glover Avenue last Thursday afternoon. The victim has since been released from the hospital. Quincy Ward 4 counselor Brian Palmucci would have to resign if he's nominated to be an associate justice of the district court. Governor Baker nominated Palmucci last week. If he's nominated and accepts the position, he would have to step down at the end of the year. A special election would be held early next year to fill the remainder of Palmucci's council term. Quincy Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan says the MBTA bus garage location on Hancock Street in Quincy should be rezoned to open space. Phelan says the current zoning would allow a 20-story building to be built at that location. The T will eventually relocate the garage to a new facility yet to be built on Bergen Parkway. Chickatobit Road will be closed between Randolph Avenue in Milton and Wampatuck Road in Quincy for drainage work from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. weekdays through September 30th. The state says that police details will be on scene redirecting traffic. And the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today at 2:30 p.m. and tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 21st.